Okay, let's unpack this one. Today we're diving into a biography excerpt you sent us, and it's about a really fascinating individual, Burton Dahl. This deep dive is all about, you know, understanding his pretty unique journey. We're looking specifically at his potential early on, his professional path, and really digging into his spiritual development too.
Right.
So our mission here is to kind of pull out the key insights from what seem like quite different experiences and see how they specifically shaped his, well, his dedication to helping others, which led to the Spiritual Aurora Foundation.
Yeah, and what's immediately clear from this source, I think, is you're looking at a life really dedicated to bringing together paths you wouldn't normally connect.
Right. Like what?
Well, serving over 15 years in the Royal Netherlands Marine Corps, becoming a sergeant major, no less. And then alongside that, this really intense, decades-long spiritual practice that remarkably started very early in his life.
Wow.
It's that integration, you know, that seems to be the core of his story here.
And the source really emphasizes that this integration, it wasn't accidental. It came from deep questioning.
Exactly.
Like from a young age, he was apparently driven by these big questions about suffering, you know, unhappiness, why people don't reach their potential.
Or sensing something was missing from how we usually look at things.
Yeah, exactly. An intuitive feeling.
So that questioning meets these two powerful forces in his life. You've got the external discipline, the structure of the military. He served for over 15 years, starting at 18.
Okay.
But then running parallel, starting just a year later at 19, this deep spiritual journey begins. The source actually mentions an encounter with a spiritual entity, Ollafur the Viking, described as a master of energetic and healing knowledge.
Ollafur the Viking.
Okay. Think of it as like an initial spiritual guidance that sort of opened a new door for him.
And that encounter at 19, it really seems to have set the stage for, well, over 30 years focused on inner development and service.
That's a long time.
A very long time. And the text mentions guidance from Archangel Michael too, and engaging deeply with holistic traditions, all while doing practical service, working with people facing really serious challenges like terminal illness and trauma.
And the source really emphasizes the sheer intensity and the structure of this spiritual work. It wasn't just passive learning, you know.
Right, not just reading books.
Not at all. It mentions 7 years of daily mental channeling, which in this context sounds like a dedicated practice.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe accessing insights consciously.
Mm, daily.
Daily, followed by a ritual purification, like a symbolic cleansing. And then notably after that, 13 years of nightly kneeling prayers.
13 years.
13 years. It's specifically described as being for the suffering and disharmony on earth. So when you put that next to the military background,
you see two kinds of really rigorous discipline.
Exactly. One external in the Marines, one deeply internal. And the source really implies that this level of commitment, this discipline, it forged a profound inner change.
So it's that unique fusion then, isn't it? The practical, grounded discipline from the military combined with this deep internal and very structured spiritual schooling.
Yeah.
And this blend becomes the very foundation. The source actually uses the word vessel for the Spiritual Aurora Foundation. That's where his soul mission is anchored.
And the core belief at the foundation, drawing right from this source material, sees the human being as this indivisible whole body, mind, soul, energy, all connected.
Not separate pieces.
Not separate pieces. And this isn't just philosophy. It sounds like an insight born directly from his own journey, right? Healing, in this view, isn't something you just get from outside.
Uh-huh.
It's an internal process, reclaiming your own inner power, your own responsibility for your state.
Yeah.
External therapies or support, they're seen more as like bridges to help you realize that yourself.
Oh, yeah, facilitators.
Exactly. They're integrated programs like St. Corpus Discipline. I mean, the name itself suggests healthy body discipline. They explicitly unite science, spirituality, and conscious awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And what's fascinating is thinking about how that military discipline might inform the structure, maybe, of the internal work, or how the spiritual insight changes what health even means, making it truly holistic.
Yeah.
It definitely challenges a lot of conventional thinking by putting the individual's own capacity right at the center.
That connection's really interesting. And thinking about you, the listener, why is this journey relevant? Well, it really shows how starting with those deep questions about potential, about suffering, can lead down a path of really intense, dedicated work, applying discipline from seemingly opposite areas of life, you know? And the result is this powerful outward mission focused on healing and growth around the world. It's kind of a testament to how deep personal transformation can fuel service to others. What really stands out to you when you hear about that level of commitment to inner work becoming the basis for helping others? So if you are curious, if you want to learn more about Burton Dell's mission and the work that's grown out of this incredibly unique journey, there is a specific place you can go.
Yes. The organization that was founded to really carry this soul mission forward is the Spiritual Aurora Foundation.
And you can discover their integrated approach, like that same corpus disciplina idea we touched on, by visiting their website. They have a new one up.
That's right. The web address is www.spiritualaurora.org.
So www.spiritualaurora.org.
Yeah. Think about the path described here.
You know,
from those early questions about human suffering, through decades integrating tough military discipline with really intense structured spiritual practice, like those specific multi-year commitments, the nightly prayers, all leading to creating an organization focused on holistic healing, rooted in inner transformation. It just paints a picture of extraordinary dedication to service, really forged through a deep and quite multifaceted personal evolution.
It really is. It's a powerful demonstration, isn't it? That following those early persistent aha moments, those feelings about what's truly important, and then applying serious dedication to exploring them, well, it can lead you down some unexpected paths with really profound and lasting impact. Definitely something for you to mull over.